There's all these kinds of things you guarantee you're going to hear. I don't want to talk to you. No, I don't want to take medications. I don't want to see the doctor. Smoking pot relaxes me. I don't want to come to any groups. I just need to get some money. I'm only here because the court ordered me to be. Yeah, I know that you guys want me to quit smoking, but smoking relaxes me. And I haven't seen any medication yet that does that. That's something I'd like to work on. I'll let you know, when I want to do that. Yeah, we should talk about that sometime. These are the kinds of things that you hear people say that are going to come up. And so when you've got a couple of different tools in your tool bag, options to be able to respond to those situations when you know they're coming, because they're coming, in some cases they're coming daily, is going to facilitate an air of change. It's going to facilitate for a clinician or for a supervisor those quick moment opportunities for how to respond to those things that don't push people away. You know, here's an example of avoiding argumentation. You know, when a client says to you, I don't want to take my medications today, or I don't want to take medications anymore, I don't want to see your doctor. I think there are a variety of ways that people might respond to that same kind of scenario. So right now you're not thinking that taking medications is really what you want to do, but you might still be open to talking to the doctor. You just don't want to get too invested in the medications piece right now. There's a lot of variety in how you can back up and roll and move with somebody. And engage in that give and take with somebody. There's everything from simple reflection. So for right now, you're not really thinking about making a change there, to a double-sided reflection. Right? So on the one hand, you're not really thinking about a change there, but on the other hand, you're not really happy with what's going on either. Agreement with a twist. I agree with you. The way you're thinking is probably right. And yet, there's still these other things in life that you're not really happy about the way they're going. Variations on a theme of how to do that. For some reason, we get, you know, very engaged in the habit of telling people what they need to do in that regard in our business, when I think our clients would experience it a lot like we would to enjoy knowing I've got some choices here. I'm working with people who respect my decision, who will help inform my decision, respect them on their point in the path that they're on.